更是先从大人们弄给三尊本堂扎香，忏悔所行的三人都给你给的自己，推进的买给你金融去等升级高级吧。当我把马克罗杰贝德让到了本组中，我经常能把你动不拉，也为能这让向人记者，参加会聘用当中百位。帮忙将你到了本次中，去给年拜你吉祥用事，让侬各送若物咋做吧？这这顿民工包房钱吧，真没我这下不老死完的。马瑞送给公个是别名，真的老民匆匆跟着叫，江边花姐的自救你吧。让我们去集中部家家去日当真不就你心里面刚被浪里不别的家住让我到群组讲出那东西那朋友家要那家老师玩的你亲手我是你想看是真不的集心里面拉你今天彭超教老师啊，刚接到班不是星期六。If I come back in afternoon and just we are continually on journey into meditation experience. Most time our lives we are journey into external world also journey into our mental events with thoughts emotions but meditation is journey into the your own awareness or consciousness it's not like we always somewhere go, you know, location, place, focus. Or we are completely caught up our mind, you know, thoughts, emotions, always, you know, connect. And when you're meditating means we are not connecting in external conditions, or we are not connecting our thoughts, emotions. We are connecting our true consciousness. When you're meditating, sit here like this, That means we are not engaged in, we are not, our mind is not in touch, connect, or pay attention to our mental events, our thoughts, emotions, or external conditions, you know, sounds we hear, touch, you know, it's not that, and then also mostly, you know, connect with our undistorted mind. When, that is meditation, and then, you know, like when, like something we do meditation, you know, like for example, breath meditation, we just focus the breath, and then slowly, slowly, mind gain more comfortableness, and then slowly, slowly, that gain have a little bit more. The comfortableness, coziness, and you know, like, not thoughts, experience becomes more like, more substantial, I think. Like airplanes fly in the sky. Seventh, there's gravity, you know, creates gravity. It's not like there's gravity and then, you know, pulls. There's almost solid, the ground. Similar, when you're meditating, like with breath, there's internal comfort zone, there's. And, you know, like you almost stay that there and feels like boundless. It's not like we don't call that spiritual. Spiritual experience means people doing like something, you know, see many gods, demons. I don't know what that means. But this is more human experience. Meditation is a human experience. When you're engaging your thoughts, then you feel differently. When you rest in your mind, you feel very differently. And the mind is, when you rest, it means mind is not engaging, pay attention to one object, and you experience totally, completely different than when you engage in. But all human beings know what is experience when you engage in mind. You know, preoccupied mind, stimulation, you know, like when you stimulate mind and you feel different, experience different. All human beings knows that. Even a child knows that. But when you rest in mind, like 20 minutes, half hour, one object, and then what is that experience? Human beings never been there. Most human beings not there, but they don't know that part to experience. That is meditation. Your mind is either engaging or resting. That's your, it's both your, one is other side cone, the other is other side cone. There's no difference both is. You know, like, and then meditation means we explore other side cone. It's nothing to do with religion, spirituality, philosophy, but actually explore, you know. You know how to engage in experience. Let's, you know, let's explore when we rest in one object or no object. What's like that experience? Total different, and also there's more richer than engaging. Engaging is not interesting. You know, at a certain point, you're too much engaging, and it creates more addiction. It's called addiction is come from mind is too engaging, too, you know, thinking too much, wanting too much, and then I create more thoughts. The more you have thoughts, the more you're addicted. Not particularly object, but in external world. You know, they said the more you have thoughts, the more you have restless. and more agitated. That is all come from too much engaging. But human mind is addicted to engaging. Without engaging, we cannot survive. But everybody knows you addicted alcohol, addicted tobacco, or the food. They know that because there many people are not addicted. You know, there's difference. So these people are not addicted alcohol, or like food or drugs. But these people addicted is different. Distinguished. There are many people. Hundreds of millions of people are not addicted, but I mean, but engaging, everybody's addicted for engaging. There's not many people, many good examples. So these people are not good. Therefore, we don't know the addiction is, and sometimes engaging is addiction because people continue to live without, cannot stay silent. That means you're addicted. There's addiction. Some people cannot stay couch 5 minutes or 10 minutes. They need to do something, wash the dishes or go to outside shopping. Even they don't need to buy anything, they're still going to shopping. Only many different things. That means mind is restless. That's called that is addiction. And addicted mind in the external world. That's really are the source of suffering and uneasiness. People cannot stay. People are not happy with themselves. They need to do something, external condition, make feel good. Or without that condition, I'm nothing, Without that, I'm nothing. People have always that. And then that's called the source of suffering, addiction. And then when you meditate in that addicted quality, mind dissolves. That's very, very, the one is the most beautiful thing. Addicted mind is, qualities dissolve. Then feel, without engaging, you still find happiness and peace and fulfillment. I think human life, we all here room enough to we know much external world, We know everything, sensory experiences through, we see many different kind images, shows, movies, in the world, and we hear many different kind of music or many different kind of sounds. Or maybe we taste lots of different kind of foods, through our, test many different kind of food. Everybody try Japanese food, Thai or Italian food. So much explore. We always wear different kind of touch, through senses. We explore the world. Everybody knows. Everybody's mastered that. Everybody has experience some sort, but then I think everybody's explore internally. Time is explore internally. External exploration is more richer than internal exploration is much richer than external exploration. That is really our, called unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means without condition, still you are happy means not just small, but without condition, still you're fulfilled, content, and also good. And think we need conditional happiness, also we need to have unconditional happiness. I think meditation is, you know, goal is also develop and, you know, have experience unconditional happiness. Whole entire human goal is, you know, like pursue conditional happiness. You know, like we are everything we do and, you know, work and relationships, anything we pursue, you know, like 100% are conditional, yeah? Circumstantial or like conditional, you know, like that's nothing wrong, that's good, but we need the same time. We need to find unconditional happiness. And we have need both, you know, like we need both. Something's conditional, something's unconditional. Like people like going to like Japanese restaurant, also they're going to Italian restaurant. They know how to try that. You know, multiple choices. That's really US, multiple choice. You go to supermarket, there's so many choices, you know. Different kind of oatmeals. Different kind of oranges, different kind, you know, pizza, or like there's so many drinks. But similarly, we have or we need to have conditional happiness, unconditional happiness. And I think we, you know, like when like only we are depending condition happiness are completely conditional. That's the problem sometimes. That means the conditional disappear, then your happiness disappear. Happiness, contentment, or doesn't matter, sense of security, you know, you're something, fulfillment, everything's conditional, and then the conditions disappear, and then when conditional things disappear, they call that is an creates unhappiness. Then happiness turning into the unhappiness. Because conditions are changing. That's, I think, human beings need to know that impermanent, transitory nature of reality. And that really disappear, and then people are devastated and, you know, like shock, and also really don't know how to handle. You know. And then that is, then is the solution is, the solution is, we need to have enjoy the conditional happiness. Sometimes we need to have found unconditional happiness, fulfillment, security. Then how do you do that? See, you know, I like to teach you to how to experience unconditional happiness. When you have unconditional happiness, conditional happiness is much more powerful, you know? Powerful because the supporter, you know, like it's very supporter. I can explain why it's so, you know, important. Conditional happiness is, you know, like very need to have support, unconditional happiness. Then how do you, you know, develop unconditional happiness? I think this is the key all human beings want. Human beings want, but they don't know what they want one way. They're always searching, looking, read many books, you know, traveling, searching whole entire year. Some things they're missing, but they don't know what it is. But really what it is unconditional happiness. That's what we want. Without conditions, still we feel good, secure, and that, you know, and that really, other than the, I don't know what we want. That's what you want, you know. That's really, I think, you know, means, you know, when conditions are disappear, still we are okay, still we are a good place that we want. I think, therefore, human beings, their people says, you know, all sources, answers, human beings want that or this. And then, you know, people some say, oh, woman want that, men want this. But there are many things, you know, like answers, you know, like questions, you know, like that. Or maybe they want child, or maybe they want family, or maybe they want, you know, like relationship, or maybe they want, you know, like vacation, or like, someone's depressed, maybe he should go vacation, or maybe that thought, maybe she's not boring, maybe she has maybe 3-4 child. There are many different things, but still you have that, then it's still the same place. Just didn't fix anything. Back at the same place, sometimes getting worse. Then still we don't know. People, everybody guessing, gave many choices. But sometimes not wise. Choices are not wise. And then like that. And then really, I think really, someone put really what human beings want is, I think someone guesses unconditional happiness. They want that. If you have that, it's not like other ones. It's whether you have conditional experience happiness, so good, much better. If without conditions, still you feel secure and good, you survive. I think that's really very, very important for every human being has experience unconditional happiness. Not just only human being, but every living being can have experience unconditional happiness, then world is much better place. Then, other than that, what do we need? Then how do you experience unconditional happiness? That's the question. And that really, I want to talk, introduce the meditation practice. How do you really experience unconditional happiness? Order to you experience, you have unconditional happiness, first aspect, but you need, stable, perfect, beautiful mind. Then how do you can have that experience? And I think I like talk about that, And then how do you find happiness within, or unconditional happiness? And without conditions, you still content, fulfillment, experience, there's a sense of well-being. Then sense of well-being is not like just transitional, dependent conditions, but sense of well-being is the, your natural quality. Then I think that reason a little bit explore the meditation, objectless meditation. Objectless meditation is the key to unconditional happiness. Sometimes we call pristine mind meditation. Pristine mind meditation. But this is the most highest form of meditation from the enlightened teaching. Most highest form meditation. Meditation without object or pristine mind meditation. This is the teachings from the Lotus Buddha, Padmasambhava. His teachings, how human being can experience pristine mind. Then the introduction is, your world is depend on your attitude. How do you perceive the world, your perception? Then this morning we talked about how to shift your perception, I think this meditation can shift your perception, perceive the world different, perceive who you are. Say bright in language, who you are different. Right now,
was our perception. Individual looking, what do you see yourself? What do you see your mind? You think, what do you see your thoughts or emotions, habits or tendencies? If you think these habits or tendencies, the emotions you experience, thoughts you have pop up your mind, and you know, sense of self, you have sense of self, who I am, this person. You think these things, you identify, this is me. These thoughts are my thoughts. These emotions are my emotions here, you know, like existent. You know, they're here. My mind is, you know, like some people think complicated, fearful. It doesn't matter, they have that experience. That's ordinary, unenlightened perception that we have, everybody's. But we have that kind of perception, attitude, then we have that kind of world. We perceive that ourselves, and then we have so many reactions, up, down, happiness, sorrow, good and bad, positive, negative, because we have that perception. But how do you shift that perception totally? You shift your sense of self, shift your mental events, shift your perceive who you are. How do you shift, transformed, liberate? Through pristine mind meditation. Then, what is this meditation? As Padmasambhava says, it's a very beautiful teaching. It's very completely extraordinary, not just ordinary perspective, extraordinary. He says, first, human mind, mind means like natural quality of mind. Like sky is blue, you know, like blue, that natural quality sky. Water is fresh, you know, unpolluted, undistorted. That's natural quality water. Human mind is without thought, mental events. Human awareness, consciousness is innately, completely pristine. No clouds in the sky. Skies, you see the sun and blue is pristine. No lemons, you know, here or any other things here. Then water is fresh, this is natural quality water, you understand? Right now, human mind is, we don't feel natural quality, we only experience through, you know, like artificial or distortion part. We never experience fresh mind, natural quality mind. You know, when clouds are sky, you cannot see the sun, yeah? Cannot see the sun and blue sky. There's so many huge clouds prevent to see the natural quality sun and also sky. Huge clouds. Similar, you have so many mental events, thoughts, emotions, habits, belief systems, cover of your mind, you cannot experience natural quality of mind. Fresh, pristine quality mind, you cannot experience because there's so much mental, emotional clouds in your mind. Then, people say, oh, I don't experience my mind is pristine, my mind is complicated, you know, sometimes sad, sometimes feel positive, sometimes feel negative, then what you are talking about, you know. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you have so many thoughts, emotions, you cannot see the natural, pristine, fresh quality of mind. Then how do you know that? You know, experience that. Then meditation begins. When your meditation begins, the mental events are subside. There's a chance that you experience natural quality of mind. And that means, you know, like, you have this perspective, you know, you need to have, my mind is innately happy. Fundamentally comfortable. Understand? But fundamentally comfortable, not just comfortable because this moment, this particular situation, this particular person makes me comfortable. It's not like your mind is fundamentally comfortable. There's no thoughts always comfortable. Always. No matter what. No thoughts, mind is 24 hours, 7 days a week. The nature is very comfortable. That's it. But the moment the thoughts arise, the moment fear begins, anxiety begins, worry begins. Without thought, thoughts are like, you need to know this perspective. Mind is like blue sky, consciousness itself is blue sky. And, you know, thoughts and mental events are like clouds. You know, like mind is, you know, the thinking mind, intellectual mind is called, that is the not a true state of mind, that's only events. The true state of mind is conscious awareness. And when thoughts are subside, you are there, you don't disappear. You are there, but still you wear everything, but still you are there. There's no thoughts, but still you are there. That means still there's consciousness, awareness. You know? And then, I think meditation, then how do you know your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable? And then you meditate, you know, let's meditate. You know, how do you know that is, let's say, there's called objectless meditation, called pristine mind meditation. This is very beautiful, but I want you know these things because, you know, your happiness, your life is depend how you see the world. Therefore, I want to know many people of this meditation or this information. And then I feel happy they found something, happiness, fulfillment, enlightenment this way. Therefore, many people should know this meditation practice, this information. Mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable, you know. And then how do you gain that confidence? Mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable during the meditation. When clouds are disappeared, and you see, oh, sky is blue, sun is, you know, light, beautiful, you see sunlight. Similarly, when mental emotional events, during the meditation, mental emotional events are slowly subside, and then you experience natural quality of mind. You know, we never been there, and that really are the source, real true happiness, also security. Every wonderful come from there. they call world information means world, you know, someone has distorted mind, they write down that, called distorted knowledge. Undistorted knowledge means someone's really enlightened being has totally different experience of two-state mind. They write down that literature called undistorted literature, extraordinary experience. That means we are just today, means we are explore extraordinary, you know, like information. And when you gain, you know, right now our perspective is, my mind is complicated, difficult, you know, anxious, you know, like that's we who think we are. You know, our sense of self is our circumstances are good, we develop arrogance easily. Circumstances not good, we develop low self-esteem. You know, that's our perception. We perceive ourselves that way, and then we project that world. That world, we have this kind of perception, we have that kind of experience. You know, world, good and bad, you know, when things are circumstances good, I'm so special, you know. And the world there, the world are nothing. When circumstances are bad, I'm nothing. World is very extraordinary. And that, you know, depends how you perceive yourself. But but once you really know, you experience your natural quality of your mind, you know, through meditation, and then totally perception changes. Then that means every experience you see world is totally shift. And therefore, meditation is shift your perception. You perceive who you are differently. You see the world totally different manner once you have the, you know, meditation perception. Enlightened perception. Then that reason I want give, you know, like objectless meditation introduction for you experience your two state of mind. This meditation gave you, you know, like almost like, you know, you see the binoculars you put and you see, you know, where everything's clearly far distance, or you have, you know, like that. Similarly, this meditation gives you very clear, direct who you really are, not who you think you are. Right now everybody think who you think you are. We think we are this and we are think that. That's called ego. You know, we think this and we think that and this, that. Some people think they're good, some think they're not good, some think they're okay. And that's, if you, how do you think you are, that's create your world. And then you think you're a certain point, that's create your energy, attitude, your confidence, everything depends who you think you are. And then that's everybody's guess. Everybody's dependent on their condition or external conditions describe who you think they are. But when you understand it through meditation, you see yourself very accurately, clearly, then all your who you think you are, everything collapses. That's just misinterpretation of the who you are. Misperception, we call it, misperceive. Once you see the truth, all misperceptions are collapsed. And when your misperceptions are collapsed, then all thoughts, emotions, based on misperception, they are all collapsed. That means totally freedom or liberation. Then this meditation is a very beautiful meditation. This is have taught Padmasambhava. Everybody knows Padmasambhava? How many people know Padmasambhava? Can you rise? And 30 people, okay. Good. Good amount. You know, Padmasambhava is the enlightened master. Is, you know, he's, you know, 8th century, most Buddha's teachings came from India to bought Tibetan. The first time they called that Padmasambhava. Very enlightened master after the Buddha called Lotus Buddha Padmasambhava. Very master and, you know, very special, called, we call Dzogchen master Padmasambhava. Or something like, then his teachings are like most objectless meditation. Objectless meditation. Meditation without an object. Or pristine mind meditation. Pristine mind. Then how do you, you know, how do you have perceive yourself very accurately, you know? How do you know your mind is like fundamentally comfortable? Like, you know, this is, you know, natural quality water. You know, you put lots, you know, like a lemon or some other color, you know, dark or blue, something like that, and distort, contaminate water, yeah? Contaminate water. And then you don't put anything, then, you know, like this shows natural quality water. You know, like, similarly, if your mind is always engaging multiple times, always engaging, thinking, pondering, worry, fearful, that means the water becomes contaminated. Similarly, your mind is contaminated. Because thinking too much, worry too much, and then they create more mental events. The more your mind is mental events, the more you further from natural state of mind, natural quality mind, further from pristine mind, going toward the superficiality. You know? Then, like that, and then right now our mind is cannot experience natural quality mind because our mind is distorted and contaminated, like this water, you know, and polluted it. And how do you, you know, like, clarify your mind? Meditation means clarify your mind, just naturally, clearly, like, for example, like this. You put lots of dust here, you know, like, and then the more you shaking, the more water become distorted, yeah? More and more polluted. The more you sit, just don't shake, sit there, then naturally water itself is clear, yeah? Naturally, the dust is going down, and the water is gaining its natural quality. Similar, the more you thinking, the more you did that right now, yeah, and the more you, you know, like, completely distorted, and then when you leave here, then mind is naturally clear, become fresh. And then this meditation, I want to give meditation here to for everyone. How do you know your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable? you can experience who you really are, not who you think you are. And that is the meditation technique. The Lord's Buddha, Padmasambhava, says, you know, meditate. Don't, if you want to clear your mind, let's say sit here, relax, this moment, just don't follow past. Do not anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. This is the meditation introduction. If you do these four steps take, let's say, you're not follow past means yesterday, day before yesterday, or two, you're going further, going that direction, you create more mental events. The more you create, mind is more polluted, more, you know, unhappiness, and in many mental events, you are connect the past. That's it. You're not thinking of past. That means you're 50% mental events don't disappear because they relate to the past. You know, and then not anticipating future means you think in the future, and you know, like your mind is going that direction. And then these worries, concerns come from most and think in the future. And then your mind is more polluted. And that means your not mind is not going future but remaining present moment. Then what do you do? Leave your mind alone. There's nothing to think, do anything, just people. I think you do the first with the meditation without object, you learn that, then easy to without object. And then just leave your mind alone, just leave this water alone, you know. Don't shake in, just alone. You can survive, still waters. You know, without shaking, water survive, you know. Without engaging, we are survive. You know, we can still survive, we can much more survive, more alive than before. And when you do that, just sit there, you know, say, leave your mind alone, not thinking, not voiceless, not pondering, just leave alone present moment. That is, you know, this is the meditation introduction. If you leave your mind alone, and then meditation experience begins after that. Meditation experience. Meditation introduction, meditation technique and experience totally different. Meditation means you do this, then something happened. You engage in, then something happened. You know, similar, you meditating, then something happened. What happened? You meditating like this and leave your mind alone, then what happens? Don't follow past, don't anticipate the future, live in the present, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone, then what happens internally? Gradually, the thoughts, emotions, everything you have slowly dissipate. When they dissipate, what's left? When clouds are dissipated, what's left? Completely gone? No, blue sky is there, it's left. You see directly, oh, I know, I see. And, you know, clouds are disappear, I see the blue sky, I see the sun. I never know before there, there's beautiful. Similar, the mental events are disappear, what's left? Pristine mind. It's natural quality mind. Then you really chance to experience. Now you have the chance to experience what's really who you are. You know? It's human. I'm not talking about, you know, some spiritual dimension. or some source of religious idea, but I'm talking about human experience. Engaging is human experience. Remaining is human experience. There's no difference. Then, yeah, let's say, the more your mind is mental events are dissipated, the more your mind becomes comfortable. Comfortable come from not externally, come from within. And that comfortable is not like much, you know, more the penetrates mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual level. Usually we'll feel comfortable is only just surface, you know. You may watch movie or something, or you maybe talk someone's conversation. It feels good, but it's not bottom of your heart. You don't feel there. But when you meditate, in comfort, comfortableness come from mental, emotional, spiritual, penetrate four levels. Because not come from there, come from here. Come from your heart or your mind. Your heart means I point always. People ask me, why you point here? They say, you know, feel, you know, like the mind, the heart is here, you know, feels. Therefore, I always point here something. Oh, this is the center of everything. Mind, brain is here, but feels here, everything. Like heart is more feel the center. You know, like we are, you know, what we see and everything is from here. I feel most here, you know, like. Happiness feels here, but pain, you know, sometimes, and then here is also mental, especially emotionally. Sometimes people call heartbroken, and then, you know, heart is very pain. Sometimes heart just feels good. It always feels here, this chest, you know, this lower place. And then I think I always point here automatically without, you know, like some. And then it's that comfortable is, you know, going to the, you know, like that. And the more you mental events fade away, the more it feels comfortable. And, you know, like there's no, you know, sometimes during the meditation, 20 minutes, there's no mental events, no thoughts, but still you're really present, more alive than before. Then you know, then you will, oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. I can see during 20, I know these minutes, I really experience my mind is nearly pristine. There's no pollutions. Pollutions mean there's no thoughts, there's no emotions, there's no, but more pristine. You know, like 20 minutes I can experience. And also I experience mind is fundamentally comfortable. And during the meditation, people found out, experienced or realized, called realization. Realize, I mean, you really realize. I think that's the huge thing. Very, it's not like small, you know, small thing. It's very huge thing. If you have that kind of perception, who you really are, it's really, really. That's really changing everything. You really, yeah, that means your mind is innately healthy. You know, healthy and, but this is called objectless meditation or pristine mind meditation. The most important is you recognize who you really are. And then, most problem is very clear with this world. We don't recognize. We identify ourselves good, bad, many different ways. Then we have the reaction, secondary reactions. And we see our world that way. Then how do you change in that? And you need to do this meditation exercise. Then that can change. Your own validation through your own experience. When I said 2,000 times, you don't practice, you never have experience, you never have confidence. You know, I think most meditation practitioners, and once you do that, and then certain point there, you know, like, they have that experience. Then I just group, I taught group meditations. I gave deadline, you know, deadline. You need to answer me next year, sometime this point, you need to answer me. Your mind is innately polluted or pristine. You know, you have the one, you know, like 6 months here through meditation. You need to answer me that. Then, you know, your mind is, think your mind is polluted. You have the different kind of experience world. Your mind, you see my mind is pristine. You have totally different world. You live in the same world, you perceive it differently. Then it's, I think, that this is, you know, just not only temporary, life-changing experience of meditation. Therefore, also, everybody can experience this is very important. And during the meditation, you have that perspective. Your mind is innately beautiful, pristine, healthy, and fundamentally comfortable, unconditionally happy. Now, all these things described of natural state of mind. Like that, and during the meditation, ask people, you know, always ask people, me, you know, people ask me, how do you do, you know? You know, not thinking of past, not thinking of future. But that's what we are doing, the meditation. 30, not always, we cannot survive, but just always people, you know, like, sometimes, you know, when you cook, then just cook. You know, like, just, oh, someone says, when you cook, how do you drive? It's not talk, driving time is different than cooking time. Driving time, you drive. Cooking time, you cook. Similar, meditate time, you to meditate. Just don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. And then there's called three realizations. Three times you realize, experience. First is you know through meditation you experience mind is innately beautiful, fundamentally comfortable. Pristine, you experience, oh, my mind is innately pristine. Wow, you know, I can't believe I experienced this. Second is, wow, and then you can experience during the, you know, the thoughts, emotions, experiences are like just passing events. They're not who I am. You have realized, you know. You already realize sky is blue, nature, then you automatically realize clouds or rainbows are just temporary, not sky. Just, you know, appears the sky and then disappears sky, yeah? Similarly, your mind is innately pristine, you automatically realize happy, sorrow, unhappy, positive, anything, pure mind is just passing events, not who I am. Then you say, first you realize mind is innately pristine. Second is during the meditation, you realize that anything happening in your mind is just passing events, not who I am. The realization occurs automatically. That is called meditation experience. You're meditating, you have this kind of perception, this perspective. The more you meditating, the more you convince you that. The more you meditate, the more you convince very much. And then in the meditating, the mental happiness or sadness, fear, anything occurs in your mind. And then you follow that event and then slowly, slowly, bigger, bigger, it covers your mind. And you just don't follow that and then slowly subside, disappears. Then you realize, oh, they're just illusions. They're just, you know, my projections. Then the meditation practitioners really know how to occur with your mental events, how they subside, how they disappear. They have, you become expert like that. That is called, you know, meditation. That means certain point, mental events, happiness, sorrow, not a big impact to your life. You know, meditation practitioners, like pristine mind meditation practitioners, they don't have overwhelming, you know, experience thoughts. They can, any, you know, thoughts, emotions, happiness, or a curse, they just have the, you know, they can control. They call gaining mastery one's own mind. You know. But right now, the mental thoughts, emotions control us. They're the boss. You know, most people are sad, they don't have choice, be sad. And, you know, fearful, not a choice, you know, always live life that way. They have no choice. You know, always people buy, you know. It's so sad sometimes people are doing that because they're unnecessary. But once you are meditating, you can control, means you have the mastery in one's own mind. Any mental events occur, you can produce many positive mental events. You have the chance. Like love and compassion, you can produce that easily. Or negative mental events, you can easily to dissipate. You don't want to live with that. You know, oh, I have this event occurred, but I want to let go, dissipate. Then just easy to let go because you have this realization. Your mind is innately pristine. These are events. You have that kind of realization, perspective, give you the freedom. That is, we are talking about real meditation. Not like this morning we talk meditation, someone is thinking, you know, like almost close your eyes and, you know, like feel peace. That is called, you know, relaxation and not really true meditation. And that really, you know, true meditation is really shift your perspective. I think we have maybe, we start what time? 5:30, yes? No. 1:30, yes? 1:30, we can short break here, make the strategy, come back, we do the teaching, a little bit more meditation.